Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Today in the Franciscan calendar, we celebrate St. Leopold Mandich. He was born on this date, May 12th, 1866. And at the age of 16, he entered the Capuchin Friars and was ordained a priest at age 24. However, he wasn't able to preach because his speech was slow and labored, almost stuttering. His health always posed a legitimate concern. His spine was curved. He was pale and extremely fragile. He suffered from poor eyesight, stomach ailments, and crippling arthritis. Despite all of this, he had an enthusiastic desire to return to his homeland and work for church unity among the Orthodox. The Capuchin ministers judged Father Leopold unfit for that ministry and assigned him instead to the ministry of the confessional. Nevertheless, everything Father Leopold did was done for the unity of the church, and he repeatedly prayed, one flock, one shepherd, you know, just as we heard our Lord mention in today's gospel. For 34 years, he heard confessions. He was always quick, serene, and affable, available for any sacrifice, you know, for the good and service of others. And wherever he was assigned over the years, he was greatly admired and loved by the people. Despite being hidden in the darkness of the confessional, you know, he was known to everyone. And among his Capuchin brothers, Father Leopold was the object of much misunderstanding and a negative criticism. His ministry often prevented him from being present at communal gatherings. Some friars objected that to his kind generosity, you know, to his penitence. He transformed the confessional into a personal encounter with compassion, you know, respect and understanding. And every penitent experienced the mercy of God and the kindness of a priest. Father Leopold once remarked that, you know, some say that I'm too good, but if you come to kneel before me, isn't this sufficient proof that you want to have God's pardon? God's mercy is beyond all expectation. And when he was accused of leniency in assigning penances, Father Leopold would respond, if the Lord wants to accuse me of showing too much leniency to sinners, I'll tell him that it was he who gave me this example. And I haven't even died for the salvation of souls as he did. He often would remark, be at peace, you know, place everything on my shoulders and I'll take care of it. He once explained, you know, I give my penitents only small penances because I do the rest myself. And he did. At nighttime, he would spend hours of prayer explaining that I must do penance for my penitence. And despite his inbred severity and Capuchin austerity, he had a tender heart and full of understanding and sensitivity. He was very vocal about social justice, you know, helping the poor, being instrumental in inspiring a teacher to found little homes for orphans where they could experience a parent's love. Perhaps his greatest personal penance was living in an extremely small room, only about 6 foot 7 inches by 4 foot 3 inches. It was referred to as an ice box in the winter and an oven in the summer. That's where he wanted to spend his time, in the privacy of his cell. And Father Leopold had a deep devotion to Our Lady, you know, whom he called my holy boss. He celebrated daily Mass at the site altar of the Immaculate Conception, you know, recited the Little Office of the Virgin Mary and prayed the rosary often. He had a special love for expectant mothers and children, and he would visit the sick in the nursing homes and the private houses, and he'd often visit the Capuchin infirmary and comfort the sick and the senior friars there. He'd remind the doctors, you know, that God is both the physician and the medicine. And once he said of priests, a priest must die from apostolic hard work. There's no other death worthy of a priest. Cancer of the esophagus led to Father Leopold's death on July 30th, 1942. And he was vesting for liturgy when he collapsed on the sacristy floor. And he was brought to his cell where he was anointed. The friars gathered and began to pray the Salve Regina. And with him, and when they got to the words, O Clement, O Loving, O Sweet Virgin Mary, he died. St. Leopold's cell and confessional were spared during the bombing of World War II, even though the church and part of the friary were demolished. And Father Leopold had predicted this. He said the church and the friary will be hit by the bombs, but not this little cell. Here God exercised so much mercy for people, it must remain as a monument to God's goodness. Pope Paul VI beatified him on May 2nd, 1976, and he was canonized by St. John Paul II on October 16th, 1983. And during the Synod of Bishops, considering the theme of reconciliation. And St. Leopold's recognized as the apostle of unity. So today we are not only reminded to always take advantage of that sacrament of God's love and mercy, but also to pray for this unity that our Lord mentioned in today's gospel, one flock, one shepherd.